A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from The Voice of America on Monday, June 20th, 2016. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about the worsening cash crisis.
To join our discussion, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-11605 and 15775 kHz shortwave Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com or www.voashona.com or www.voandebele.com.
Zvinhu zvacho hazvina kana odha kana kumborongeka bhozi tabvira kuseni takamira pano kubva kuma9 chaiva kutonawo tiringonzi maranzi acho hamuna kana iyoyo ani acho ritaurwa riri kunzi hapana saka kubva yangwe iyoyo nanhasi tichiri takangomira pana
emashopso avayala amayuana akona even emabanks vele katolakale amayuana
even if they give us the pula in the pounds we are so confused about the rate, the exchange rate, and the shops. It's so difficult to buy anything with pula or pounds because the people in the shops, they don't know how to change the money. The exchange rate is just so bizarre.
The situation is very much hectic. We've been waiting here since, I think, 9 o'clock in the morning, and we're still waiting, and we're being told they have no money, even the rands and the yuan. So we're just waiting, hoping that maybe something come out, but it doesn't seem so.
It's difficult in using the yuan in the shops, but when you go also, and no exchange rate at the moment.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the worsening cash crisis that many economists are saying is reminiscent of 2007 and 2008 when Zimbabwe had problems with its currency.
Yes, Blessing. Most banks today started dispensing other currencies other than the United States dollar. And although some depositors complained that the alternative currencies were not readily available, the currencies being dispensed include the South African rand, the Chinese yuan, and the Botswana pula, amongst others.
Of course, the opposition MDCT is warned of possible civil unrest due to the current cash crisis, which is also causing artificial shortages of basic goods and commodities. Of course, the party spokesperson, Obed Kutu, is on record as saying that the cash shortages are to be blamed on the quote-unquote illegitimacy of the ZANU-PF government.
And what do you think about Zimbabwe's independence or the Zimbabwe's failure right now to have all those currencies available to depositors and people in general? If you wish to join the show, phone us directly at 001-202-619-2077 and we'll call you right back. The number again is 001-202-619-2077. Blessing.
Onguka Chris, nasi tinoda kuti tinge tichitaura nevanhu muchitudza kuti zvakamira sei, muri kuona matambudziko api pamunoenda kumabhanga, muri kwanisa here withdraw mari dzenyu, uye muri kupuwa mari yakawanda zvakadii, muri kumira nguva yakareba zvakadii muri mabhanga, uye munoonawo sei danho rinoda kutorwa nehurumende rekuparura mari dzemabond notes, zvingashanda here kubatsira kugadzirisa iro dambudziko iro rikipsi. Chris, not Kips.
Yes, Blessing. Yebo ke zulukandaba lamhlanje sixoxa ngodaba lwemali udaba soluhluphile elizweni lapha. Siyabona ukubana kusukusela lamhlanje uhulumende sethe liyenelisa ukuthi emabhanga liyothola imali yakwamanye amazwe, imali efana lama yuan, leya eChina, amarand, lamapula. kodwa nje kulokhu kunjalo udubo lokho luqhubekela phambili ngoba ilokhu ingatholakali leyo mali iyamanye amazwe. Blessing.
I think Chris, we have our first at least two guests. First we have Mr. Albert Mandizhidza, the CEO of Pickford Management Consultants. Mr. Mandizhidza, good evening.
Good evening, good to your listeners.
Thank you so much for joining us. I think we also have Mr. Vince Museve, who is the Economic Affairs Secretary for the Opposition People's Democratic Party, that is PDP. Mr. Museve, good evening.
Good evening, everyone.
Mm-hmm. And is that your correct portfolio?
Well, yeah, of course it is, but I'm also an independent economist, so, you know, it's fine. That's great.
Okay. Chris, you can fire away.
Yes, blessing. We'll start with Mr. Mandizhidza. Mr. Mandizhidza, the situation seems to be getting worse and worse every day. What is your take?
Yes, I think as the situation stands now, we are likely to experience continued cash shortages in the economy, mainly because I think all the money that is going to come into the economy is going to be absorbed by people, and people are going to take the money, keep the money, and wait and see. So what we have actually experienced is people are holding money. They are holding money in anticipation of the problems that might come because of the multi-currencies, because of the shortages. So we're looking at a situation where the money that is going to come, I think, is going to be absorbed up until when people feel that they have ordered enough money, and they're holding enough money to sustain themselves for a long time. So we're likely to continue experiencing some challenges. I think you can see from the current situation that major denominations in the terms of US dollars, like in the rand, $200, $100, $50, they've virtually disappeared from the market, and people are holding those currencies in anticipation of the troubles that are likely to come.
Thank you so much, Mr. Mandizhidza. Please do stay on the line. Now, coming back to Mr. Museve, the government, in order to try and alleviate this problem, is saying that it is going to introduce bond notes. What is your take on this?
Okay, yeah. I mean, we've spoken widely on this issue. This is, as far as I'm concerned, it's just an attempt to test the market for worse things to come. There's no clarity. I mean, we try to get clarity. Why would you borrow $200 million and then offer exporters 5% in bond notes? Mm-hmm. Exporters, they are not exporting because of production capacity, not because of the issue of the market. There's no big market out there for Zimbabwean products. The problem is that we have failed to increase our production capacity. So any issue, any monetary policy cannot address production issues. It needs a long-term kind of plan, and we need a long-term plan. So as far as we are concerned, bond notes are not going to address the issue. I mean, if you look at the quantum of the bond notes that are going to be introduced into the market, and if it's 5% at the worst, I mean, if it's 5%, for example, of 3 billion, which are exports, you are looking at 150 million that is coming into the market. And that will get, that won't even make a dent when it comes to real cash shortages. The issue is that, you see, Zimbabweans are very scared of telling the truth and what the problem is. The problem is not people going to get money. And that is a reaction to a problem. That it's one, the way the Reserve Bank has announced it, right? It has caused, obviously, serious kind of, lack of confidence in this government. But the fundamental thing is people don't trust this government. People don't trust Mugabe anymore. And that is the fundamental thing. And until we all agree that is our main problem, we will continue looking at reactions and symptoms and trying to come up with issues that do not address the fundamental problem.
Thank you so much, Mr. Museve. And I think we are now being joined by Mr. Rejoice Ngwenya. Mr. Ngwenya, good evening.
Hello, gentlemen.
Thank you so much for joining us. And Mr. Ngwenya happens to be the only liberal economist that I know in sub-Saharan Africa. Who does not apologize for it?
They have not come out of the closet yet.
Okay, the poster boy of liberal economics. Thank you for joining us, Mr. Ngwenya. Chris?
Yes, Mr. Ngwenya, what's your take on the current situation? You know, we heard that from today, people can go to the bank and get foreign currency. What's your take on that?
Well, look, you know, it's not really an issue of the ability to get foreign currency. It's an issue of the ability to make transfers that suit your own requirements. In other words, if I have a demand requirement for $5,000, it doesn't pacify me to go to the bank and then get 2,000 rands. You know, so the fundamental issue is if I'm able to transfer that money using an RTGS to my client, the person that I owe, I have no problem with that. If I want $2,000 to go for holidays or to pay school fees, I have no problem with that. And I don't think that can happen overnight. I'm not too sure what magic wand, you know, John Mangunjiga and Namasa, you know, waves. But you can't trust the ZANU-PF. And I'm sure we, you know, Zimbabweans are yet to experience a situation where they trust their government. So let's wait and see if that's going to be possible overnight.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Ngwenya. Please do stay on the line. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening. And this is Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight on Live Talk, we are talking about the worsening cash crisis in Zimbabwe. Of course, some banks today started dispensing rands and the Chinese yuan. But it did not help because they quickly ran out of cash. Let's talk about this issue. Tomboenda kumberengwa kune mtererudo kutanga vazhou makadi. Tiripo dzorai volume radio yenyu yakuita maungira hatizonzwanana. Aiwa tinotenda zvikuru mapinda mudariro. Tipe itinzwe pfungwa dzenyu nenyaya yekushomeka kwemari.
Hai tinotenda. Ndinoda kutaura pamusoro pezvakaita vafuri. Vamaungurira vakakanganisa zvikuru kujusa magovhi noti ndine zvakaita kuti vanhu vatore mari dzavo mumabhenki vachizvichepetera mari dzirimo kana vaungurira vakangomwoyo wavo kuti hai handichavuyisi mabhondibhondi muzimbabwe muchaona mari dzichivuya dzakawanda.
Ko vazhou mukatudza kuti koiko kumberengwa kwamuri uko zvinhu zvakamira sei? Mari iri kuwanikwa here yekuti mutenge zvimwe zvamunenge muchidawo? Vazhou fambai mbichana zvishoma, pamuri ipapo foni yenyu haichanzwiki.
Kana tikaendako tinowanika kuti hakuna mari momusiunopiwa kana une
regai tikufonerei bek vazhou. Nhare yenyu haisi kunyatsonzwika zvakanaka. Of course, we must tell our listeners that we are having problems, especially with Econet lines. But please just keep trying. But you heard there from Mr. Joe is in Mberengwa, that is in the Midlands. Essentially, what he's saying is that the mistake was made by the central bank chief when he said he proposed the introduction of the bond notes. That is in October. He says that created, Chris, a bank run. You know, people started withdrawing their cash, mm-hmm. and this has caused all the problems that Zimbabwe is facing at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so let's pose this question to Mr. Mandizwitsa. Mr. Mandizwitsa, what do you think has been the effect of introducing, of announcing the introduction of these bond notes way ahead of time? Does that have any effect, like the caller is saying?
I think definitely it has an effect. And like he has indicated, the true issue here is fear. And also, like the economist has just said, the people do not trust their government. So in this situation, we are experiencing a phenomenon where people are trying to safeguard themselves, keeping their money. Those that have money, they are keeping it. Those that have money in the banks, they want to take it all of the money out of the bank. And those that have got safe havens out of the country, they are trying to take their money out of the country. So you find out that is the situation that we have. People are anticipating the introduction of the bond and the consequences of that. They are not very sure. There is a lot of uncertainty whether this is done in good faith, or if you probably look at the whole situation where there is the bond notes that are being introduced, and then there's an announcement that the government has deferred the payment of salaries, there are embassies that are not being paid, their rentals are not being paid, like on government properties outside the country. So if you put that together, then you'd be probably say, look, we are dealing with a bankrupt government, and this is basically a softer way of trying to test the market or the Zimbabwean market before they start printing bond notes or the Zim dollar, actually. So there is a lot of fear. People don't trust the government. People are trying to safeguard themselves. I mean, this is basically where you are seeing people trying to say, the little that I have, let me safeguard it so that I don't lose it the way I lost in the past, like in the 2008.
Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Mr. Mandizwitsa. Please do stay on the line. Vazho vanenge vadzoka regai timboedze zvakare kutaura navo. Vazho, manga muchiti kumberi nguva munonotora mari kupi? Kune bhengi ripiri?
Tinosinda ZB.
Mm-hmm. Saka mari inowanika here kana muchida?
Kana kupiwa ZB, mari haiwaniki. Tinowana kuti mwamusi tinopiwa $50.
Mm-hmm.
Kwezi kana imwe chinda unotenga zvaunoda kumashopu.
Mm-hmm. Ko kumashopu kwacho vanokupai here mari kana muchida, kana kuti matenga zvinhu zviya vanokupaiwo imwe here kana kuti?
Kana ukaenda kumashopu unonotenga zvinhu grocery. Kana watenda grocery woti hatina mari, mari yatina $50. Zvinowanika kuti iwe kuti unopedza zvibereki zviri kumusha hazvibiri.
Saka $50 mune muchipuka pazuva munotogarirako inozokwana sei manje kana muchida mari yakati wandei?
Kana uchida mari yakati wandei unenge uchitogara pabhengi woita mazuva anokwana kuita mana kana mashanu.
Eish, imwe mari yekuti unenge wakuda kwekugara nezvekudya uriko.
Zvino isu kana tichibva kure unonogara papi, unodya papi, unovata papi, unenge uchimovata ipopo pabhengi.
Saka vazvo, dambudziko ringagadziriswa sei rise maonero enyu?
Dambudziko iri vamangudla ngavatende kuti handichauyisi mabhonji. Vanhu vagoisa mari dzavo zvakadero zvengavabvise mutemo wavakaisa wekuti ko kana munhu ane bhizinesi unobatidza mari ichida kugavhumendi iyo isingasviki.
Aiwa, tinokutendai zvikuru vazvo. Saka imuri pamudyandigere here kana kuti munongorima henyu?
Ndiri pamudyandigere zvino hatiiwani. Mari yapamudyandigere inowana $50 kana $25.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vazvo. Tinotenda zvikuru nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Tatenda iyo nini.
Tinotenda. Chris, you heard there from Mr. Joe is receiving his pension from the government, but he's saying, you know, it's erratic. No firm dates. You know, sometimes they get it, sometimes they don't get it. But his solution to this problem is for Dr. Mangujiga to say the bond notes are not coming. Because he's saying that is what has created this problem, and he's saying that they can only withdraw $50 a day in Berengwa. So if you want, you know, say 400, you have to go to the bank, you know, like on five or I mean how many times, how many days that you have to spend waiting for the money just to withdraw $50, and it's greatly inconveniencing them.
Oh, it is, it is. Yeah, now let's go back to Mr. Vince Musebe. This is a question that is based on what was discussed earlier on, what we discussed with Mr. Mandi Zwidza about the money that people seem to be withholding because of this announcement that bond notes are going to be used. Now, from a layman's point of view, someone can wonder why, if the people are keeping the money, how are they surviving? People cannot just hold on to the money and not buy stuff and have the money in circulation. Can you explain to us what you think of that?
Yeah. Okay, there have been various reactions, but let us be very careful here. Prior to Mangujiga talking about the bond notes, Zimbabwe were not banking anyway. Zimbabwe would go and get their salaries, all this, draw all their salaries and pay them, and not leave within the bank, because it is not attractive to leave your money in the bank in Zimbabwe. You don't get adequate returns, and the charges that they charge you are just not worth your while. So a lot of people, I mean, look at the average salary of the Zimbabwean worker is $300, right? That's not much. So they would go on payday and withdraw all that money and settle their bills. So it's not like Zimbabwe had a lot of money in the banking system in the first place. We are estimating that, for example, there were $7 billion in the informal market that was never banked. Do you see what I'm saying? The issue here, why there is this shortage of money, is the fundamental issue that the country is not generating adequate revenue. We rely on exports, particularly mineral exports, made up of gold and platinum and a bit of nickel, and we also rely on tobacco. Now, if the prices of those goods has gone down, given the, you know, the demand from China and the international demand, so it means the country is earning less money from exports. And also, obviously, we are importing a lot of stuff. So that is the problem. And we then add the fact that the government has got a $2.5 billion deficit, accumulated deficit in 2013, where the government has also been spending more than what is coming into the tax base. So they've gone into the market to issue treasury bills, and they also have been robbing the RTGs in order to pay for immediate, hoping that they'll get the money back. You see what I'm saying? So, to me, those are the issues that have contributed to this cash shortage. People have then reacted and made it a little worse by people not spending as much. A lot of people have bought food in order to make sure that, you know, they are protected against any potential price increases. So, those are the combinations that have caused where we are. So addressing the bond notes, even if Mangujiga says he's not going to launch the bond notes, it does not address the fundamental problem that the country is not attracting enough money into the country. When you get a president telling the West to go to hell, when you get a policy, for example, yesterday there was a list of actions that were allegedly banned, that was then reversed today.
when you then get a lot of the corruption now being exposed, that adds to the problem, because now people lose confidence. A lot of people who are going to invest in Zimbabwe have stopped. A lot of businesses who have money offshore won't bring it back into the country. And to me, those are the issues that we have to address. They can't be addressed overnight. They have to be addressed through, one, a change in the paradigm shift of how this country is managed, and that is a change in leadership. Unfortunately, in Zimbabwe, we have a cancer here, and we are taking aspirin for that cancer, hoping the cancer will go away. That is not going to work.
Okay, thank you so much. Can you please stay on the line? Silomlaleli wethu osichayela ucingo lapha ese South Africa, uPhumlani. Kunjani Phumlani?
Siyaphila njani baba?
Siyaphila. Kunjani khona ngapha eSouth Africa?
Hayi, yabanda nje.
Yeah, ungasitshela imbono yakho, ungasiphi imbono yakho ngodaba esilalo lamhlanje?
Hayi, udaba lolu isixazululo esingaba naso kuhlupho lwemali. Ngicabanga ukuthi uma singasebenzisa irandi laseSouth Africa kungaba ngcono kakhulu, ngoba ungabheka abantu abaningi si-order ama-products eSouth Africa ngamarandi siyothengisa ekhaya. Manje uma uzofika wena ulithengisa ngebondi, ma usubuya uthi ufuna irandi, uzolithenga njani irandi ngebondi, ngoba ibondi bathi iphelela eZimbabwe kuphela. Manje into ekhona, kakusentshenziswe irandi, ngoba ungabheka omazwe amakhelwane bethu basebenzisa irandi. Yikho ubona ngathi le mnotho wabo uba ngcono kakhulu kulo mnotho wethu. Uyabona. So makungasentshenziswa irandi kungaba ngcono kakhulu, lomnotho wethu welizwe ungavuka ube ngcono kulalokho isimo esikhona njengamanje.
Kodwa ke amabhondi la bathi bona nxa ungathola njengokutsho kwakho ukuthi uthenga kumbe uthengisa izinto eZimbabwe, uyabuya tshintsha njalo ubusuthenga ama-rands.
Manje uyabona khona lokhuyana futhi kusibuyisela kudola leli alemelika elilo elihluphayo elingekhoyo. Uyayibona?
Hayi, kuyezwakala. Sibongile kakhulu ngembono yakho.
Yebo, kakhulu.
Okay, blessing.
Regai timbodzokera kuna vangwenya. Mukoma Rejoice, kuri kuti ndimi muri chipanga mazano chehurumende iripo iyi, mungavaudze kuti kudii kuti vagadzirise matambudziko asangana nenyika munyaya dzemari?
Ndoti mbutanga ndapuwa bharira vese kana ndisati ndataura nekuti vanozokuzokovokanga ndisazvino kuti zvinyatsogadzirisika sezvataurwa naVincent Musewe. Mbatya dzatiri kugadzira muno, zvinhu zvatiri kugadzira muno zvishoma zvekutoti nyangwe mangunja akaunza $1 billion kana kuti $20 billion, mari yacho inobuda zuva rinotera, nokuti tetina kunotenga zvinhu kunze kwenyika zvisiri kugadzirwa munomu. Saka chekutanga chandingatarisisa ndechekuti ngatiitei mitemo nemaregulations anoita kuti makampani ari muno ange achigadzira zvinhu muno, kuti mari isabuda zvinotenga zvinhu zviri kunze kwenyika. Ndochokutanga. Chepiri, ngationei kuti corruption iripo, nokuti mari haingaregi kubuda kana pane vanhu vasina vagara vane uori. Vanenge vachingobudisa mari yacho nokuti vanoziva kuti havana faith nehurumende iri munde zviri muno. Saka vanenge vachibudisa mari kuti kana zvinhu zvakanganisika vovaai dzinovachengetedza kunze kwenyika. Saka ndo kubuda kwemari yanoti hemorrhage, kubuda kwemari muno munyika ndo kunofanirwa kuti kugadziriswe, nekugadzira mitemo kuti zvinhu mbatya dziwande dzinogadziriswa munomu dzakawanda, dzakawanda nzira dzokuti dzigadzirwe munomu, michina kuti ipinde, maromaterials kuti apinde, neinonzi to manufacturing gadzira mbatya dzinotengeswa kuna naAdidas nekuna naNike nekuna masports companies ari kunze kwenyika.
Tinotenda mukoma Rejoice. Ngomari Joyce Chimbo, hold on. Mr. Mandizidza, Mr. Mseve, please do stay on the line. Tina Mbuya Guvea, Rambaya Umuri Parunari, Trukudzoka Kwamuri. Our radio listeners, unfortunately, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to our VOA, Shona, Ndebele, and English Facebook pages. I am Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Chris Gande. Let's meet in just a few seconds.